You know, you got your soul purposes, and you came here to learn those purposes. A lot of that stuff has nothing to do with me, so I'm not responsible for everything you do. So it doesn't, it's a reflection of me as a bad parent because you were out and robbed a bank. And that didn't happen, but that's the way I feel. Because I was loving, and all you can be is loving. That's all you can be. So, I just want to tell you, me and my son have two entirely different belief systems. We're just totally opposite. And so it presented, created separation for us. Because he was a very conservative, right-wing, Republican Christian. Which, you know, which I know that's his spiritual path. That's the path that he chose, so it's okay. But it created conflict as far as our communication because, well, the only problem was he thought that what I was teaching was of the devil and destroying people's souls. But besides that, we had this really tight relationship. And both my children, like my son and my daughter, so I loved them. We loved each other, but we couldn't connect. So, you know, so it's obvious that if I was going to teach A Course in Miracles, that was going to be about how we're innocent and guiltless and sinless and there is no hell because God is only love. The only way I can consolidate that learning is to have two children who believe just the opposite. How else would I know I could practice the unconditional love that I'm talking to you about? Mm-hmm. Except through an extreme teaching example and what's more special than your own kids. Besides that, my son looks exactly like me. It's like looking at a clone. Because I think I'm a little bit more handsome. I mean, if I don't call myself that, who is? If you wait for somebody else to say how fine you are, you might not hear it the rest of your life. Haven't you noticed? Some things are so obvious. Have you ever thought about that the reason why you can't see your face is because it's not your face? Have you ever thought about if what you see is a reflection of what you are, what you think you are, right? Then if that's literally true, when you look at me, you really are seeing your face. Because you can see it, but you can't see yours. You can only see yourself, but you can't see your face, but you can see mine.
We are handsome.
Yes. 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 See how it works when people recognize, oh, it's me. Oh, let me change my mind about your handsomeness. I love that stuff, man. So I'm just throwing out questions. I'm not asking for you to answer them, but just think about it. If it's true that you only see yourself, you only see you, you only see your thoughts, but you can't even, you've seen my face more since this class started than I have in years. You know that? I don't see my face. Every night, you know, I'm in the mirror, you know, doing my thing and trying to get my container looking right, but you know. And some people don't like me because of the color of my container and the sex of my container. You know. I'm so glad I'm not my container. And I love it when people want me for my container. All this has to do with the class, of course. So I'm sitting there at the hip-hop club and everybody partying, the energy feeling good, and I'm saying my Course in Miracles lesson and applying it to them and seeing them as myself and seeing them as innocent and seeing they're not their bodies and just enjoying the music. And also T.I. was on, is one of my favorite rappers. And this girl, she had been dancing and she was like stunning. And she just, and when she got through with the song, I was like, wow, ooh, I just love her energy and the way she was moving. And as soon as she came off the dance floor, She came over and she sat next to me. And she said, "Hey, man, what you doing? Just chilling?" I said, "Yeah, I'm just here just enjoying the energy, just enjoying the love, just putting the vibe out." She said, "Yeah, you know, one of the first things you need to recognize in this thing is that, you know, you really don't know anything. We really do not know anything. The first thing we need to do is just really sit back and be willing to ask and, you know, take some responsibility for ourselves, you know, and just when I come here, I'm not no hoe. I'm not going to be going to bed with any of these guys that I see out here. I'm really more focused on loving them." She said, "But I like them to have a good time in their imagination and just really enjoy themselves, just thinking about what it would be like." I said, "Yeah, that's really great. I love your attitude." And she said, "I'm in the Air Force. And I'm stationed here, and you know, you just seem like you were soulful, had a really good vibe, and just wanted to come over." And she said, "I can't holler." And she says, "I met the president, and I'm like the only girl in the squadron, and these three guys I'm with, they're from my squadron, and they just, you know, kind of look out for me and everything, but, you know, but you just felt good. I just want to come over and talk to you." And I realized that, you know, she said, "I'm so excited," she said, "because in just a month and a half, I'll be 21. And, what I love was the fact that whatever is going on with the transformation that's going on in my mind from studying the course, it brings the truth out of anybody that's around me, no matter what age they are. And the thing that I really love the most is that we recognize each other. Do you understand what I'm saying? Out of all the people that was in that room, the only one that walked up and sat next to me was the one that was talking the truth. The cab driver that picked me up was telling me the truth. You know what I'm saying? So it's coming from what appears to be strangers. And when it gets to the point that it seems to be coming from strangers, you know that your subconscious mind is now acting on the ideas that you've been feeding yourself. So now it's out of control. Now I've got to be really able to receive. That's what the course is about. Because now everything that I've ever wanted in my heart is going to start coming at me. And I've got to have an attitude that allows it to come in. That's why those old negative attitudes and fearful attitudes, they literally won't work for me anymore, because they're being inadequate for the situations that I'm going to be presented with. And that's powerful. That's really, really powerful. And the fact that I'm saying that to you means that that's exactly where you are too. So when I went home and I got, and my son just stopped me outside of the house after I got through hanging out with him and my daughter and seeing my granddaughter, and he said, "You know, I really, really want to be closer to you. I want to know you more. I want to get more connected with you. I want us not to let our belief systems block us or waste any more time with us. Because I, you know, I really feel you, and I love you, and I see you as a great person, but I don't want this separation anymore. I don't want to waste any more time. And I don't want to let our beliefs do that to us anymore." So, you know, we cried. Hell, it was a real Kodak moment. And it was a healing. It was a really big healing. And until he started telling me things he was going to do different, you know. And I, you know, I'm a call boy, and I said, hold it. "All I want you to do is be yourself. I don't want you to try to do anything you don't feel like doing, and including picking up the phone and calling me any more than you ever have. The only thing that matters is that we know how we feel about each other. And then if the rest of it comes natural, fine. If you just spontaneously want to pick up the phone and call me, great. But if you don't call me for 6 months, that's okay. Because the best gift that I could give my son is his innocence. And any way I can convince him that he's innocent is the most protective thing I could do, because the only thing that attracts pain, accidents, sickness, lack, and diseases is guilt. So if I truly love him, I want him to feel as innocent as possible, so he'll create a state of mind that won't draw attack to him. Unless there are some lessons that he's come here to learn that he is going to learn because he decided to learn them. And no matter how positive he tried to be, he's going to go through that lesson because he chose to go through that lesson. So I don't know what that might be. But I know that I'm not going to aid any kind of attack on him by being the main one trying to make him feel guilt about what he does or doesn't do, whether that's call me, be around, whatever. Because we had a great relationship and he wasn't doing any of that. Because I loved him when he wasn't.